I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You said you had a cold.
Well, I mean,
where?
It's probably some sort of other flu, isn't it?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What other flus are there?
COVID.
Oh yeah, it's a big. Is that flu?
That's one of the big ones.
Is that a flu?
I think it's a flu, isn't it? Is it still a thing? No, it's not a thing.
Yeah, but you're an anti-vaxxer.
I am famously an anti-vaxxer. Me and who are the other big anti-vaxxers?
I don't know. You and Djokovic.
Djokovic, yeah. Me and Novak.
You and Novak.
We're in a WhatsApp group.
Do you get sick easily?
No, I don't.
No, nor do I.
I never get sick, ever. I
mean, when was the last time you were really unwell?
Years ago. I can't remember when I was last really unwell. I don't really get sick.
Yeah.
I think you were sick quite recently.
I had a headache and I felt unwell.
That's sick.
No, but I wasn't like, I throwing up. I haven't thrown up.
For a while.
For a long time.
You could do that today.
Suddenly got a bit of
you're about to throw up.
I feel a bit wheezy suddenly. Hello everyone, welcome to our bonus episode of your favourite podcast, Private Parts. It's me and Tom Lucy here.
December.
It's December, if you have just tuned in. I saw Macaulay Culkin.
Say that again?
Macaulay Culkin.
Say that one more time.
I've been cacking, Joe.
Macaulay Culkin. Is that what you called him?
Macaulay, get the Culkin. Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay, get the Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Culkin. Where are you from? I'm from Culkin.
Culkin. Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, you saw him.
He got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I'm surprised he didn't already have one.
He didn't have one. And it got me
over the weekend. He got one.
He got one.
And it got you thinking.
It got
why
me thinking,
don't you have a star?
Yeah, I did. It got me thinking. If I was going to get like something, or you were going to get something in life,
yeah,
right, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame,
would you rather have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame or a knighthood, or an OBE? Let's say OBE.
A star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame
over a knighthood.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, what would
Sir,
you?
Jamie Lang.
Yeah, but I don't...
You wouldn't want to be that?
Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Yeah, but there's hundreds. Have you been there? There's hundreds of stars.
Really?
Yeah, it's like all the way up the road. It's not really that... And people just trample on them and they're covered in like Shake Shack wrappers. When you go there, it's not that glamorous.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to put it out to you now.
Yeah.
What would you like? Star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
Nobel Prize winner.
For what?
That's way better than the Star Walk of Fame. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Nobel Prize winner, Oscar
yeah.
winner,
yeah,
or win an Olympic gold. Which one are you going for?
Oscar.
And what would you speak?
I don't want an Olympic. I don't care about Olympic gold medal.
You would. You. Your.
Our old hockey teacher at my school had an Olympic medal, and he fucking banged on about it all the time. He may as well have worn it around his neck. I won't say his name. He won it for hockey in like 1938 and he fucking talked about it all the time. I've got an issue with Olympic medal winners.
Why?
Because I just don't fucking care.
Are you serious?
And they train their whole lives. They talk about it so much.
Yeah, it's wicked.
Yeah, you won a medal. Great. 30 years ago.
I think that's cool.
For like slalom or something.
I think that's wicked. I'm gonna.
You're exactly the kind of person that would be impressed by a bronze medal at the Reykjavik Olympics in 1971.
I would. I would like that.
Yeah.
I would go, wow. Did you ever ask him questions about it?
Yeah. Well, it was not a question. It was more a, can we talk about something else? Yeah, he just talked about it all the time. I just remember, I find it very triggering, Olympic medals.
Oh, I love Olympic
medals. Do you know any Olympic medal winners?
Yeah.
Greg Rutherford, did he win one?
I think Greg Rutherford did. I know, I've met some people who've had Olympic
medals.
Who's
the lady who went to the loo in the street? Paula Radcliffe?
Paula Radcliffe. I've never met Paula Radcliffe.
She's won a couple.
So you're telling me, if you could, so out of the big things that you could get, okay, mm-hmm. you got becoming president, you Nobel Prize winner, Oscar, these big things. Out of anything in the world that you could win, what would you get?
And I think an Oscar would be pretty
great. Are you joking?
Academy Award winner.
I'm going to give you a little quote.
Academy Award winner.
I'm going to give you a little quote.
Academy Award winner.
I'm going to give you a little quote, right?
Okay.
It's not a quote. I don't know. But it's what Matt Damon said, right?
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
That he won it when he was really young.
There you go.
And he realized it doesn't mean anything.
There you go.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but that's the same as
bloody pipe and smoke it. All right.
So you think winning an Olympic medal wouldn't be like that?
Yes, I met Usain Bolt and he was very happy.
I don't think it's to do with the medal though, is it?
What's it to do with
it? Probably his money. Not happy.
Yes, he was.
He was a hockey coach at a school.
Yeah, that's great.
Usain Bolt is not a hockey coach at a school.
That would have been fantastic.
I think, what are the big things you can win in this country? Knighthood is the number one, isn't it? OBE is just beneath it.
Can I,
We don't really have a walk of fame.
No, we don't. I have a pavement at my school, like a slab that my name's on it.
Really?
Yeah, that's my second school.
Like a walk of fame at your old school?
Well, no, I bought it.
I brought it in and had it cemented down.
I bought that slab, put my name on it.
Unbelievable.
You had the option to buy a square bit of concrete and put your name on it. I jumped to the opportunity to do that.
I'm actually going to my old school this weekend. Maybe I'll take something. I might take a bench, you know, like with my name on it, a park bench, like I've died.
And just put it anywhere.
And then it can have the years I was at the school written on it. Tom Lucy, 2012 to 2014, whatever it is.
Jesus. I saw
a bench the other day in the park that said, I thought this was quite good. It said, so-and-so's name, it said like whatever his name's, who hated this park and everyone in it.
I like that. That's good. I like that a lot.
You could have that for you.
I have a pavement at my old school, Radley. Shout out Radley. Woof, woof. And I was going to call them the dogs, but we don't.
Is that what they call them?
They've never barked in their life.
What are they, a baseball team?
I don't know why I did that. I want to make it more exciting.
The Radley dogs.
Because I always...
Woof, woof. Radley. Woof, woof, woof. Is that what you will do?
I saw this thing in America, and it's like, go on the hound dogs. Woof, woof. It's like, that'd be wicked to do that.
What's Radley's one?
Go on, Radley. Meow, meow. The Radley cats.
Meow, meow. The drug.
I wouldn't know about any of that stuff, Dom.
What's the Radley chant? Daddy, daddy, can I have some more money? Woof, woof, woof. It'd be fun to have a chant, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be fun. We did have one. I'll give you, this is my school chant. But you won't guess it. But I'll give you a little, say, give me an R.
R.
Give me an A.
I know where this is going.
No, you don't.
Are we going to spell out Radley?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, yeah. D-L-E, what is it about? Radley, who's the best? Radley, who's going to win? Radley. That was it.
It's quite Hitler Youth energy, isn't it?
And then we would have Red Army, Red Army.
Who's the best? We are. Who do we hate? Everyone else. Who should we kill? Hey, hey, easy. Easy, lads. Sounds really aggressive. I'll tell you what our chant was. Who's won a bronze medal?
We're gonna have
We loves.
We're gonna have to beep his name.
So many beeps.
We're gonna have to beep his
you
name.
You can leave it in. I don't care. I haven't seen him for 15 years.
Listen, I remember at school there was our teacher. He was.
Do you find sport? I think I have an issue with sports people in general. Not all of them.
Oh my God, but they're really opening up a can of worms.
Not all of them, but some of the ones I've met, they can be a bit boring. Sports people of all of the like. Creative is it? It's not creative, but of like musicians, actors, sports people can be a bit dry, just because all they do is play that, and that's why they're so good.
Well, you have to be.
But they can be a bit boring.
Yeah, but I think anyone who has that much dedication to any sort of line of life can be quite single-minded in some ways. Yeah. But that's the success, right?
I guess so. Yeah.
Which I don't think is such a bad thing.
I tell you, who's not boring?
Who?
Danny Cipriani.
No.
He
obsessed
is
with Danny Cipriani. Quite,
probably a bit too much fun. You must have had a couple of orgies with Cipriani.
Me?
Back in the day.
Me? An orgy?
Come on.
With Cipriani?
Danny Cipriani. I made some jokes about him the other night, didn't I? At the quiz.
You did? When is it?
You were battered. You didn't hear anything.
Should we talk about the quiz? Because Tom hosted a quiz. It was a Christmas quiz. And we had to make up a joke.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about
that. We had to make up a joke.
You got heckled, didn't you?
This is what happened to me. I want to explain this. We're in a very civilized room in a nice place in London. There's probably, I would say, 50 people max there. Yeah. Tom is hosting. It's a Christmas quiz. We have to create a joke, and one by one, your team...
So the round was, as a team, you've got to write a Christmas joke and then send someone from your team up to perform the joke.
Mm.
And then you get points based on laughs.
As I was...
It was the most hostile room. I thought there would be like a kind of Christmas spirit and everyone would get into it.
No.
It was really competitive.
As my team got called up, so I went up to say
Jamie
the joke.
Jamie obviously ran up.
To say the joke, I was heckled by a group at the back who shouted what?
I don't think we can even say on this podcast.
Yeah, we can. What do they say?
You have to beep it.
No, we don't. Just say it.
The group of bankers at the back of the room shouted, "Made in Chelsea." As Jamie went up, and I was like, "Jesus, it's a Christmas quiz," and they weren't saying, they weren't laughing, they were saying it's
Christmas quiz,
Christmas quiz,
and I was really put. I was like, "Jesus!"
Jamie dropped the mic. It was a lot, wasn't it?
It was a lot.
Someone made a joke about me. Do you remember that?
That was funny though.
Yeah,
the one about you was funny. It said, "What does Santa Claus and Tom Lucy have in common?" And the answer was
no. What's the difference between Santa Claus and Tom Lucy?
Yeah,
Santa Claus leaves after he comes down my chimney. And I was standing there like, this is taking a turn, isn't it? This quiz. I thought this was like family.
It was
Christmas.
So good.
He said it and then just walked back in silence to his table. God, it was quite.
I
remember it. It was quite.
It was really
quite
aggressive.
Feisty quiz, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was aggressive.
I think because the prizes were good, and when prizes are good, people really get competitive. They were good prizes.
Do you think that's what it was?
It was like a stay at Wilderness, which is like an expensive prize.
Yeah.
What did you win?
A dinner. We won a dinner.
You won a dinner.
We came third.
Mm.
I mean, the whole thing was intense.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
also, I obviously hosted the Wonka red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Hugh!
Yeah.
Hugh!
Yeah.
Have I told you this? Funny.
I called Jamie the day afterwards and I said, how was it? And he said, it was great. And I said, how was Hugh Grant? And he said, I panicked when Hugh came up. I had all these questions I was going to ask him. I panicked and I said, are you excited to be in London? And Hugh Grant said, well, not really, because I live in London. And then Jamie laughed and he got ushered away. You had 30 seconds with Hugh Grant and your question was, are you excited to be in London? That's what you asked him. You had one question. I love the fact that he just snapped back at you. Did you when he said that, did you panic?
I think what happened was is that we were sort of told what we can and can't say, right? Which is fair, right? There are a lot of things we can and can't say when you interview these people. And he automatically saw me.
Yeah.
And thought, ah, that guy's dumb. That's what I think what he thought.
Did he recognize you? Did he know who you were?
I think, I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe.
Did he give you a look of like, oh, I know who you are?
Yeah, a familiar look.
Yeah.
And then it confirmed in his head. He's like, well, this guy is not smart. And then I asked that question.
Yeah.
Are you excited to be in London? No, I live here. So I'm not excited to be in London. No, but I'm excited to be at the premiere.
I love that. Are you excited to be in London? I would panic. I'd drop my cards after that.
Quite nerve-wracking, those things. Actually, I don't really get.
Yeah.
I don't really find that stuff that nerve.
Jamie, just behind a barrier, screaming,
shouting
celebrities' names through a fence.
If you could
putting your hand through the fence.
Hugh,
what was that thing you do?
getting my head through some railings. I can't do it on the podcast because. But as you can imagine, I was imagining myself putting my head against
through the railings.
Some railings and pushing hard so my head gets through. And then you're through it. Hugh! You imagine like The Shining, but with metal railings, and then bringing your head back through. And then your head comes back through the railings. Oh. You just got these massive, like, you just grated your whole ears.
It's so funny. How was Chalamet?
Chalamet, a real dreamboat.
Yeah?
Guess how tall he is. What do you think? Timothée Chalamet.
Mm-hmm.
How tall do you think he is?
I think he's 6'1".
Yeah, he's around that size.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't... That for me was unexpected.
Well, everyone's big for you, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true.
You're always surprised by how big people are.
God.
You're like, God, I met Declan Donnelly the other day. He's huge.
This is...
No, he's 5'6", Jamie.
Declan Donnelly.
Declan Donnelly.
I was in Chilton Firehouse the other day, mm-hmm. and these three people walked towards me.
Yeah.
And they gave me like a look.
Security.
They gave me like a look. Anyway.
They said, sorry, sir, you're not allowed in here.
Yeah, they went around the corner. And Sophie ran up the stairs because she was in hysterics, because she was in the bathroom. And when the girls got to the bathroom, they said, oh my God, did you see? He's way shorter in real life. And Sophie was too embarrassed that she had to stay in the bathroom.
In the cubicle, yeah.
And then she came out and they saw that it was her.
Yeah.
And they just thought I was really short.
Well, listen.
Do you think that's what people see when they go like, he's just very... They don't think he's bubbly or he's kind.
Hey, listen, height is... subjective.
No, it's not. It's not at all subjective.
It's not, is it?
It's fact. It's literally fact.
I think it's subjective.
It's not subjective.
Some people think you're tall. Some people think you're short.
No, they don't. It's completely... It's.
Listen, your strengths are not...
I'm 5'9".
Your strengths are... I tell you what you are. You are dense. Because you... When we... I'm not ashamed to say it. We lift weights together.
Yeah, we do.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes with our tops off.
Yeah.
You are dense. You are a small man, but you can lift. You're like one of those old working oxes. You could pull a train. Honestly, he's so strong. You wouldn't think it, but it's unbelievable. You are, aren't you? You're dense. You're packed. You're compact.
My mum says
you
always.
You can pull like a big, yeah. a lot of weight.
Yeah, yeah. I honestly think that my talent...
Have you always been like that?
Yeah, I've always been quite sturdy.
Yeah, you're sturdy. That's the word. Stocky.
Yeah, my mum says, because our family, so my mum's side of the family, we're from New Zealand. And apparently we were our sort of ancestors were people who used to... do like pull out plants and things like that.
Gardeners.
So I'm basically a gardener. So I'm basically apparently built for pulling out roots.
Yeah, weeds. You're built for weeding. You've got a classic weeding body shape.
Got a big leg,
close, strong arms. Strong arms.
I can pull out anything.
Strong knees. Strong knees and strong arms.
What do you think you were built for?
I was built for watching people weed in the garden.
What were you built for? What do you think you
were? Something indoors. Indoorsman. I'm a rugged indoorsman.
Yeah, you are. You're an indoorsman.
I always think I would have been in the war. Back in the war, I would have been one of those. I'd like to think I would have been one of the officers in the room, you know, with a big table with a map on it, pushing figurines around.
What, you're not playing Risk.
You'd have been out there.
You think you're going to play the board game Risk?
No, I'd just be up. I'd be in the war room
doing what?
Drinking whiskey.
What? Just pushing some figurines.
Yeah,
on
that's
map.
What. Yeah, they would have. What should we do with all these troops? Let's move them from there to there. I'd be one of those guys.
I don't think you'd be that.
You would be. Running across no man's land, holding an unexploded mine, screaming, covered in mud, and I'd be in a dressing gown, sipping whiskey, going, yeah, I mean, yeah, send them over, yeah, fine. Look at all this. What's all this? Yeah.
Oh, do you get nervous when you host those quizzes?
Not really. It's quite straightforward, isn't it? A quiz.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. It felt more like an auction at points.
It's quite intense.
Though, I enjoy doing things like that. It's fun.
It is all right, isn't it? Hey, speaking of which, we can probably say this now. It's Christmas around the corner.
Christmas is around the corner.
Next,
we're going to do a Christmas special.
We're going to do a Christmas special, which I'm very excited for.
Yeah.
Best present you've ever received. Ever.
Ever.
That present that you look back at and you go, oh my God, that was the greatest present I ever got.
Oh my God, that's a good question. The best present we got a dog as a Christmas present when I was about 10.
That's
a puppy.
Wow,
that's pretty great.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, don't have an advent calendar. Yeah. I was.
You don't have a candy kitten one.
Hoping to
you
get
should have
a candy
kitten
one.
You don't have one.
Was I not on the list?
I think you were on the list.
Well, I haven't received one.
Well, someone's head's
going to roll.
Someone's getting fired for that.
I would love a candy kitten advent calendar.
Well, they're all sold out.
But I know the owner.
Wait, so the best present you ever got was a puppy?
A puppy is a great... Listen, I think at some point in everyone's life, they should experience giving someone a puppy in a box for birthday or as a present. Everyone should experience that moment once in their life. Giving someone a box with a puppy in it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
But then when you open the box, you then have a puppy.
Well, it died because there's no air in the box, so that's a joke. It was alive.
That's a joke.
A dog is for life, not just for Christmas.
It is.
Lest we
go.
Forget.
There you go. Make sure you remember that.
Or keep it till New Year's Eve. Have a great time. Send it back. Get on with your life.
It is.
You had a dog, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you still got that dog.
Where is that dog?
My Sophie's aunt's house. Mm. What does he mean?
That's what my dad said to me when the dog passed away. It's gone to your auntie's house.
No, it is. It's at the auntie's house. Sophie's going to take it back when we get our new house with the garden.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have a dog where you are.
Well, we can, but it's a bit hectic.
There's no outdoor space.
Yeah, but so...
You just hold it out the window while it shits on the street.
Yeah.
And you have like Victorian England.
Yeah, Gardilo!
Chucking your excrement out the window.
Yeah, like Michael Jackson with his baby out the window.
Yeah, dangling his baby out the window.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Sophie's obsessed with animals.
Dogs, yeah. Is she into horses and stuff?
I don't know about horses, but she's obsessed with dogs.
That's fine. Dogs fine. Horses not so fine.
Horses, I think, are easier than dogs.
Just expensive horses.
Yeah.
If you go out with someone who loves horses, you're in for an expensive life. That's my advice.
Great advice. Okay. Yeah. Well, on that note, ladies.
What's the best present you've ever had?
Oh, my dad got me a pistol once.
Great. Well, listen, we'll be back next week.
He did. He got me an air pistol.
A gun?
He got me a pistol.
Yeah, like a BB gun.
No, like an air pistol.
An air rifle.
No, an air pistol.
Your dad got you a gun.
This is
did
no
you
one,
ask for
is,
that, or did he just?
No,
get...
he gave it to me. For, it's an air pistol. It was a.
How did
a
he give
Wolver,
it to you?
It was
steel
like a
briefcase.
Wolver PPK 177, a gas powered air pistol that you could like shoot cans with and stuff like that. But it was, you know, if you got shot with it in the eye, it would, you know, do a lot of that. Like, if you got shot, it would hurt. Like, it would pierce you, go into you.
Yeah.
I used to. I was must have been. My parents had just got divorced. So it was like, I think my dad, like, it was like, I can't buy him a Ferrari or whatever. That's like, you have to buy him this pistol. Great. Like, let's give him something.
Your mum and I are getting divorced. Here's a gun. Here's a gun.
And I used to sleep with that gun loaded under my pillow.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I thought it was, why on earth would any, like, that's crazy.
You slept with a gun under your pillow?
Loaded under my
pillow. Where did you grow up? In the countryside?
In the countryside, yeah.
Yeah.
What is it
about when you're that age and you get a present that you love, you have to sleep with it?
I know.
I remember getting a tennis racket when I was
about
8 years old, and I slept with the tennis racket for about 3 weeks. What is it about that age? You love it so much, you have to sleep with it. What is it about that? We should get some of that enthusiasm back.
My older brother got a tennis racket and he put his penis through the tennis racket and then couldn't get it back out. We had to go to hospital. He got his penis stuck in a tennis racket.
Strange family. He got circumcised by a tennis racket.
You were sleeping in bed with a racket.
Not sleeping with it. Sleeping next to it. Thank you. There was no funny business.
Cover on or cover off?
Purely platonic relationship.
What's a cover on or
cover off? Cover off that night. Cover on or cover off?
You just sleep with a zipper.
In the middle of the night, you just hear me zip. The zip would come down. On the cover. I just slip the cover off in the middle of the night. The zip, just the sound of the zip going down.
Oh, what are you? What make was it? I reckon a
Babalap. Still remember.
If I was your parents, I'd be like, he's sleeping with a racket again. Just leave him alone. He'll find his way. He's sleeping.
Babalat was my first relationship. Do you remember those Babalat rackets? Because Nadal used to play with them.
I got one.
I tell you who probably sleeps with a, what's it called? A sports equipment. I bet just sleeps with a hockey stick.
Oh, that's cyclical.
I bet he does. His medal on. No clothes. Medal. Hockey stick. Are you asking for anything this Christmas?
No, not this Christmas.
Nothing?
No. We're not doing presents this Christmas.
That's what my mum said. My mum called me the other day and she said, we're thinking we just won't do presents this year. She said it would just be nice for us all to be together.
We're doing a Secret Santa.
No, nothing?
We're doing a Secret Santa. I probably will, yeah.
Will you get Sophie something?
I don't think so.
Nothing? You get
well,
her?
Well, I probably will.
You should probably get her something.
Yeah, we've done a lot of presents this year. A lot of presents.
The gift of marriage.
Yeah, the gift of marriage.
You've spent a lot of money on her this year.
The gift of love.
Yeah. The gift of love.
Yeah, all that. So
nothing for her this year?
Probably will get her something.
What will she get you?
Well, she got me a suitcase for my birthday, which I love.
Fuck off. Yeah. Pack it and leave. Here's a suitcase. Yeah. Fill it with all your stuff and never speak to me again. She got you a suitcase.
Do a Secret Santa with your family.
That's what we're doing. But we're going to get each other a present, right?
Yeah.
For the Christmas special.
For the Christmas special.
Okay, great. That's next week.
All right, so you better tune in for that one, ladies and
gentlemen. Get me a Babalat.
Zip.
So I can sleep with it.
Okay, everybody, listen, we have the wonderful Sorrel on the episode this Friday. She is phenomenal. She is amazing. Huge TikTok sensation. And the conversation is just amazing. We talk about social media, the stresses of it. We talk about life growing up. It was just an amazing conversation. Get ready for that. And as always, we're on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at Private Podcast. All right, everybody. Tom?
See you next time.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.